You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was preached on the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, November 5th, 2017, by the Reverend Karen Haig, Associate Rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who went before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
On September 25th, 5 days after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, Chef Jose Andres went on one of the first available commercial flights bound for San Juan. Armed with nothing but credit cards and all the cash he could muster, he landed and literally hit the ground running, building a network of kitchens, supply chains, and delivery services that, as of today, have served nearly 2.5 million meals. Chef Andres is no stranger to disaster relief. His response to the devastating 2010 earthquake in Haiti was to create the nonprofit World Central Kitchen, a network of chefs around the world who know food not to be just sustenance, but the thing that can change the world. Focusing on health, education, jobs, and social enterprise, World Central Kitchen is changing lives. Andres' most recent group, Chefs for Puerto Rico, has fed more people since Maria hit than any other nonprofit or government agency ever has. At one point, the Red Cross was actually asking him for meals. "At the end," he said, "I couldn't forgive myself if I didn't try to do what I thought was right. We need to think less sometimes and dream less sometimes and just make things happen." Here's what I know. Chef Jose Andres is a saint. What comes to mind for you when you hear the word saint? Do you think of St. Francis in the garden preaching to the birds and reminding us that Brother Sun and Sister Moon are as much a part of our family as are our own children? Or perhaps you think of St. Thomas, the one who loved Jesus with such ferocity and yet the one who voiced everybody's doubts. Or maybe you think of Mother Teresa or Oscar Romero, or maybe even St. Nicholas or St. Patrick or St. Valentine. Maybe you think of your mom. Maybe you don't. The Christian calendar is full of saints' days, days that remind us of incredible people with incredible stories, days when we're inspired by profound examples of godly living. But we make a mistake when we regard those folks as otherworldly or superhuman. as peoples whose accomplishments set them apart from us. The saints are not people who somehow manage to be perfect. As it turns out, some of the saints were pretty much a mess, which gives hope to the rest of us. What makes someone become a saint is not perfect behavior or extraordinary achievement. What makes someone a saint is knowing they belong to God and trying to live their lives in light of that fact. Saints are not perfect, but they are real. They shine with the light of Jesus. They make a difference in the lives of others. They are the proof that God is love. Most saints don't make it into the liturgical calendar. Their lives will never be written on an icon. Most saints are people we encounter on the street, in the grocery store, at the hospital, or around the kitchen table. We know them when we meet them because they are the face of Christ, the face of love for us. I've been thinking a lot about the saints lately, about my mom and dad, my father-in-law, about Laura, and other dearly departed friends, all the ones I love and see no longer. I've also been thinking a lot about you, the ones I love and won't be seeing in the ways I've seen you for the last 7 years. And what is so very clear to me is that you are the saints. You are the ones who have been the face of Christ, the face of love for me. You have loved me so beautifully, and I pray that you have known my love too. You are the constant reminders of God who has come among us, of God's kingdom coming to fruition. You've told me your best and your truest and hardest stories, the stories of your lives with God and your lives with each other. Your stories aren't perfect, and neither is mine. Even the most famous saints lost their tempers, sulked in their cells, yelled at their sisters and brothers, and yelled at God too. But they never, ever lost track of who and whose they were. Their identity as God's own beloved daughters and sons is what called them into sainthood. It's what calls us into sainthood too. Beloved and blessed. That is precisely what Jesus was talking about when he spoke to that raggedy bunch on the mountaintop. He wasn't just up there with his disciples, you know. He was surrounded by demoniacs and lepers and epileptics and paralytics, sick people and sinners of every sort. And the very first words he spoke to them were words of love and blessedness. Jesus did not offer up any particular behavior standards, didn't admonish anyone about how to live a perfectly righteous and saintly life. Instead, he told them, just as he tells us, that it's simply by virtue of being God's very own that we are beloved and blessed. It does not matter what our worldly circumstances are. It does not matter what state our bodies are in. It does not matter how perfect or imperfect our behavior is. When Jesus speaks, all are beloved and blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the merciful, the peacemakers. Blessed and beloved. These Beatitudes were never meant to be a list of rules or regulations. They are not attitudes we're supposed to assume at all times. There is not a saint in heaven or on earth Who could do that? Instead, the Beatitudes are God's recognition and blessing of God's own beloved, you and me. They are a vision of the kingdom that Jesus said was already here and still in the making, the blessing God desires for our lives and for all lives. You see, when we recognize how beloved and blessed we are, we have everything we need to help others know that they are beloved and blessed too. And that, my dears, is how we love God's kingdom into being. Blessed are you, Jesus says. Blessed are you. And you. As it turns out, the saints of God are people just like you and me. We don't need to wait for anything to change in order to know ourselves as beloved and blessed. God has already come among us, and the kingdom is already here. Whenever we realize we're impoverished without God, whenever we hunger and thirst and act for justice, whenever we are merciful or peaceable or pure in heart, whenever God's love rules in our hearts, we are the saints, the ones who have come to love God's kingdom into being. The saints around us and the saints who have gone before us have shown us the way, giving us so many glimpses of God's kingdom breaking in. In just a few minutes, we'll have a very sweet glimpse of God's kingdom breaking in when we baptize Marin, Elliot, Olivia, and Madison, the four newest saints on the planet. As it turns out, saint-making is not our doing. It never has been. Saint-making is God's doing. It is God breaking in, God coming among us, God offering us kinship and kingdom in our baptisms. To be a saint is simply to recognize ourselves as God's own beloved so that we walk around in the world with the sole purpose of loving God's kingdom into being. You see, it isn't who we are. It is who we are, not what we do, that make us saints. Our identity as children of God is what sanctifies us to go and be a blessing in the world. And knowing ourselves to be God's beloved, we go. We go not because we're particularly meek or poor in spirit or merciful or pure in heart. We go to be a blessing in the world because we are God's beloved. And we want everyone, everywhere, to know their belovedness too. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.